Welcome to the HIMSS eNurse Mentoring Podcast Series. I'm your host, Ben Garrett. Today, my guest is Susan Brown, FNP-BC CPHIMSS, Director of Clinical Informatics and Family Nurse Practitioner at CVS Health, where she has worked for the past decade. Sue currently serves on the HIMSS Nursing Informatics Committee and is also active in the American Organization of Nurse Executives. In addition to her work in retail pharmacy, Sue has extensive background in nursing and nurse practitioner education, having taught at Duke and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Sue is also a HIMSS Nurse Informatics e-mentor. Thanks for joining us today, Sue. Are there guidelines to follow in a nursing clinical career to transition to both informatics and to a leadership position? That is, how do you find the path to follow in terms of the number and types of jobs out there?
Thanks, Ben. That's a great question. I would encourage people who are listening to this podcast to first think about what they're doing in their current position and whether or not there's an opportunity to integrate nursing informatics into the current work. Nursing informatics, at its simplest, is translating data into actionable information. You want to translate data into information that then influences outcomes. So, for example, if you're currently providing bedside care in a tertiary care facility, you might begin by asking yourself, what data do I have access to? What trends have I noticed? Do I see an opportunity to take that information and translate it into action on my part that then is going to influence the outcomes of my patients in some measurable way? That's a great place to start. It doesn't even have to be part of an implementation plan of a major electronic health medical record. This can really be based on things that you can gather independently on your own at the bedside as you're moving through your day, noticing the trends that are emerging in your patient population. Beyond bedside nursing, there are many, many opportunities within informatics. Oftentimes, informatics is associated with those electronic medical records that we just discussed, and we're finding more and more that major vendors of electronic medical records are hiring nurses because they recognize the value that nursing informaticists can provide to the design, for example, of an EHR, making sure that the clinical workflow of the nurses integrated into the clinical design of the platform.
Sue, do nurse informaticists in leadership positions need training beyond their nursing, such as business, communications, or other areas? Can you learn this on the job?
So that's a really interesting question. I am part of, as you mentioned earlier, the Nursing Informatics Committee for HIMSS, and it's fascinating to see that the majority of us who are on the committee have taught ourselves the role that we are currently employed in. And so I think the answer is you can do it both ways. There are many fine programs that are focused on clinical or medical informatics, and certainly those programs will prepare you for a leadership position in that role. But you don't need to commit yourself to a formal program. There are many educational opportunities and experiential opportunities that can give you the skills and expertise required. One of the starting places that I would recommend is looking at the HIMSS position paper for clinical nursing informatics. The HIMSS position paper describes those things that are considered core competencies for the individuals who are looking at nursing informatics as a leadership position or as a career trajectory. And the position paper outlines very nicely those core skills that can be achieved through informal as well as formal education. The other opportunity that I would suggest looking at are other organizations. For example, the American Organization of Nurse Executives, or AONE, also publishes position papers as well as recommendations around integrating informatics into executive skills. And more often now, we're calling out those informatics skills or those core competencies as part of positions. And articulating that as something specific to look for really is the trend now as we're moving forward. So I think it behooves people who are considering a leadership position to spend some time thinking about how they can themselves articulate the role that they play in informatics, even if it's not a formal position. Informatics is really integrated and ingrained in nursing practice, from every perspective. It's a matter of recognizing it and calling it that to give it the credence that one would want to promote the role in leadership.
Sue, what recommendations would you offer to nurses who want to learn more about informatics or IT professionals who want to go to nursing school?
Well, I've been a nurse for more than 20 years. I'm a nurse practitioner for more than 20 years, and I still love what I do. And I've had a variety of positions, from bedside nursing to primary care and school health, and my role now in retail health, as you mentioned, for the last 10 years. Nursing is an extremely versatile career. And so if you're not already a nurse and are thinking about being a nurse, I would say broaden your horizons and explore all of the roles that nurses can hold. And there are a lot of associations and organizations out there that can give you insight into what a nurse does nowadays. If you're already a nurse and you want to learn more about informatics, I think you have a couple of opportunities. There's a lot of continuing education now that is emerging, and there are opportunities for web-based programs as well as face-to-face seminars. There are boot camps that are provided. So even if you have no experience in formal informatics, there are great places to start. And HIMSS, of course, offers some of these nursing informatics programs throughout the year, and it's an extremely valuable experience to be in a room full of people who are asking the same kinds of questions that you are. And face it, half the battle of nursing informatics is knowing what questions to ask. The other opportunities that you might find are within academic programs. Now, informatics not only is being recognized as an independent field of study, but as I mentioned a few moments ago, the role of nursing informatics as part of every nurse's job is becoming more widely recognized. So part of what you can do to help, if you're already an informatics nurse, is to seek out those academic programs and make sure that they're addressing informatics in their nursing curriculum.
Sue, you work in retail pharmacy. Are there growing opportunities for careers in nursing informatics in this area?
I think so. Pharmacy colleagues have led the revolution in informatics in terms of analyzing a lot of data. We have an incredible amount of data on the pharmacy side, and that data has been translated to help a number of providers understand things like adherence to medication regimens and effectiveness of brand name versus generic name drugs. So there's a lot of history already in the pharmacy discipline of using informatics to positively influence patient outcomes. I can say as a nurse practitioner, one of my greatest allies in my practice is my community pharmacist. And I think that nurse practitioners are certainly blazing a trail in terms of innovation within retail healthcare. There are a number of retail healthcare providers who are offering a variety of services to patients in their communities, and most retail health companies are using nurse practitioners as their primary delivery provider. And that's exciting to know that as a nurse practitioner, I get to make a real difference in the care that's being delivered at the community. I also have an opportunity to collaborate with the pharmacists in the community to make sure that we have a chance to address gaps in care. And really, that's what we're moving toward, is more of a population-based approach to healthcare and realizing that there's a continuum of care that is no longer limited to primary care, but now spans a much wider variety of care settings, and chief among those on the emerging side of things is definitely retail health. I think there's a lot of opportunity, not just for nurse practitioners, but for other nursing professionals within that discipline.
Thanks, Sue. I know all of our listeners really appreciate your insights in the nursing informatics area. Sue Brown is one of the nurse mentors in the HIMSS Nurse E-Mentor Program and podcast series, developed in collaboration between HIMSS Career Services and HIMSS Nursing Informatics. You can find more information on the HIMSS E-Mentor Program, brought to you from HIMSS Professional Development Career Services, on the HIMSS website at www.hims.org. Click on Professional Development and then click on Career Services. Thanks for joining us today.